Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. My next guest is keeping with the local theme. We're going to be talking to the mayor of Port Hueneme, who is joining us here in the studio. Doug Breeze is mayor of Port Hueneme. Doug holds a master's degree in public administration from CSU Northridge, a certificate in management and supervision from Los Mendenos College, numerous technical certifications from the California Water Environment Association, a diploma in general law enforcement from National Training College, a private pilot's license, and he's a certified international open water scuba diver. Doug served 11 years in the U.S. Navy and is a Vietnam veteran. He was elected to Port Hueneme City Council in 2008. Doug wants to assist the city in balancing its budget, enhancing business opportunities within the city, maintaining the police department, and working cooperatively with other council members to improve and protect the quality of life for the cities of Port Hueneme. Welcome into the studio, Doug. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you for being here. I'd always like to talk with the mayors of the different cities to get a sort of a state of the city from them as the year progresses. And so let's start overall. How would you assess right now the state of Port Hueneme as a city?
Well, Port Hueneme is doing quite well, actually, when you compare it with a lot of the other cities in California. The economic downturn is not helping anything, and I'm sure you've heard of the retirement benefit issues for government employees. That's also playing a part in a lot of the cities. But Port Hueneme is staying in the black. We were in the black last year, and we had done just a little bit better this year. So the city is well managed, and we've got our finances under control, and overall the city's doing quite well.
Well, good. That's encouraging to hear. So what are some of the top initiatives that you and the city council are addressing in 2012?
Well, each year we hold a strategic planning session, and we identify the goals and objectives for the city. And we just completed our last session, and we're doing quite well, actually.
Good.
So what happens is the council gets together and lists goals and objectives that the council wants the city to obtain. And then from those goals and objectives, projects are identified and people are assigned, and throughout the year those projects are worked on. Project number one for the city is a work on Market Street development. You know, our Market Street downtown by the harbor is hurting a little bit and has been for years and years. And we've been working diligently to try and come up with projects that could be done down there that will help that area. One of them was to try and get a hotel put in down there, right by the beach, which...
That seems to make a lot of sense. And what have been some of the roadblocks in making that happen?
Well, the latest one and the biggest one is the elimination of the city's redevelopment agency. The state of California actually eliminated all 400 redevelopment agencies in the state of California, and that hurts. It hurts quite a bit. Port Hueneme has used its redevelopment agency to eliminate blight in the city for decades and decades. It's why Port Hueneme looks as good as it does. But because the state can't keep its spending under control, they once again hit up the cities for the money, and this time they eliminated redevelopment agencies and ran off with all the dough.
Wow, so they took the money. Now, what is Port Hueneme going to do to try to develop Market Street now that the money's gone?
You know, we don't know. We have to take a giant step backwards and regroup and come up with a completely different plan. So,
how much money was the in the redevelopment agency's coffers that you might have been able to use to redevelop Market Street?
Well, I can't answer that question because I don't recall. But let me explain just briefly how a redevelopment agency works.
Sure.
When blighted properties are identified, the redevelopment agency either works with the property owner or purchases the property from the owner and then rehabilitates the property. That causes the value of the property to go up, which means that the property taxes on the property goes up. So if the property tax value is X before the redevelopment agency helps it out, and it's Y afterwards, it goes up. The difference between X and Y is called the tax increment, which is the amount that goes back to the city to be used to purchase another dilapidated property and fix it up.
Oh, I see.
So Port Hueneme has used its redevelopment agency very well, and Port Hueneme is a nice-looking city. And again, I don't know what we're going to do now. I just don't know.
That makes it tough. My guest is Doug Breeze. He's the mayor of Port Hueneme, and His Honor the Mayor is joining us here in studio. So let's talk a little bit about the other parts of the economic picture for Port Hueneme in 2012. Doug, what are some of the, if you will, economic development that you see happening in Port Hueneme despite the lack of redevelopment funds from the state?
Well, one of the things we've done is we've assigned one of our employees to be a business ombudsman to help local businesses and also recruit businesses from outside the area and to work with the owners of vacant retail and storefront properties and put the two together. And the city's offering incentives, so if anyone hears my voice and wants to move their business to Port Hueneme, you just give us a call and we'll take care of you.
Well, give us some reasons why a business would want to move to Port Hueneme. I can think of several, but you're the mayor. I'd like to hear them from you.
Well, Ventura County has a very diverse workforce. We also have a number of colleges in the area. We're getting graduates each year. I don't recall exactly what the unemployment rate is here in Ventura County, but we want to keep that as low as we can. So anyone that wants to relocate to Port Hueneme, you'll find nothing but help and incentives to do so.
Well, what sort of incentives, what sort of help might they expect?
the city will give breaks on tax and fees relative to business licenses and any modifications that are needed to be done to the property. The city will reduce the fees on that, and we're also trying to see if we can get some incentives from the property owners themselves.
Well, that sounds very attractive. So let's say I'm a business that wants to move in the area. Let's say I want to leave Texas and come out here to the more temperate climate of Port Hueneme. And I came to you and said, I've got this business. I want to get it up and going. If I approached you on the first day of the month, how long would it take for me to go through the process of getting my licenses and actually starting up my business in Port Hueneme?
Well, you know, that would depend on exactly what your business is, what licenses and permits would be required, and what modifications would need to be done to the property. And, of course, we don't have control over permitting requirements outside our purview. For example, county health permits or any of that sort of thing. But we do have a voice in the county, and we're speaking up for our businesses. So I can't tell you exactly how long that would be, but I can tell you it won't be forgotten.
Good. Well, my guest is Doug Breeze, mayor of Port Hueneme. So, Doug, what are some of the largest businesses in Port Hueneme today?
Well, actually, the city of Port Hueneme has two of the largest businesses in Ventura County within its small little four-square-mile boundaries.
Is that so? What are they?
Well, the first one is Naval Base Ventura County. The CB base is entirely within the city limits, which is fairly rare throughout the United States. There's not very many military installations that are within a city boundary. So that's one. And then the second largest business in Ventura County is the Port of Hueneme, the Oxnard Harbor District. That's also in the city boundaries. So we work closely with both of those entities and have for years.
Now, approximately how many people are employed at Naval Base Ventura County and at the Oxnard Port Authority?
Well, Navy Base Ventura County, and that includes also Magoo, has over 5,000 employees.
Wow.
That's civilian employees. And they have 103 ready reserves, 103,000 ready reserves in that report to both bases.
And that would be military active duty people.
Well, they're reserves. I don't remember exactly how many active duty people there are.
I see.
Yes, I do. I have it right here. The Navy has 325,000 active duty personnel, and Navy Base Ventura County has 5,400 of them.
My goodness gracious. Well, that does make it a big employer, no question about it. I want to change gears, if I can, with you, Doug, for just a minute and talk about Port Hueneme's recent labor contract with the Service Employees International Union 721, mm-hmm. or the SEIU Union mm-hmm. 721. Mm-hmm. There was no cost of living increase or other benefit adjustments, mm-hmm. And you agreed to that. Mm-hmm. to the year 2013. Mm-hmm. And I found it interesting in doing some research that four of the city's five highest paid employees are in the police department, where the average pay is just over $96,000. Mm-hmm. That's the highest for law enforcement anywhere in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the negotiations with SEIU and also with the police department, because you've just concluded them recently.
Right. Well, the city of Port Hueneme has some of the most fantastic employees that I've ever seen. And I don't know if you know, Bill, but I served as the public works director for the city of Port Hueneme for 10 years.
Yes, I did.
And so I know these people, and I know them well. They're like family to me. And with the economic downturn and the fact that public employee retirements are getting out of step with everybody else, the city took action and negotiated with the employees, who I have to say did the best they could too. They love Port Hueneme and the citizens, and what we agreed to is no increases, hold steady for another year, which is really giving something away. They're not getting a cost of living increase this year. So we really appreciate that, too. It helps the city a lot.
That is. Now, how close are you to balancing your budget for the city of Port Hueneme?
Bill, can I talk just a minute about those four highest-paid cops?
Oh,
can we go back
by all means, we can go back to that. Sure.
A few years ago, eight or 9 years ago, the city of Port Hueneme was pretty much the recruiting and training facility for police officers in Ventura County. We'd bring cops on board, put them through school, they'd work maybe a year, and the next thing you know, they're gone to the Sheriff's Department or Ventura or Oxnard or someplace else. And we did that for years, and the council decided to increase the salaries and benefits for the cops to try and keep them, and which worked. But the downside of that is it's expensive, and so the pay and benefit for our police department was bumped up back then. I don't remember the year. Well, and a multi-year contract was established. Well, now that contract in 2011 was up, the Police Officers Association negotiated with the city and actually gave up some COLA and some other benefits to help reduce the cost to the city. And so that has occurred, but those salaries are primarily due to overtime. Port Hueneme has 24 sworn officers, and we have a new police chief. I don't know if you know, but she is doing quite a job, and our crime rate is significantly down, or at least it was down until the state recently turned loose its prisoners. But our cops are working hard, and to keep the crime rate down, they've incurred some overtime, and that's where those salaries came from. So now the chief is looking at ways to keep the cops on the street and reduce the overtime amount. So this coming year, you probably won't see those big salaries again.
I see, and thank you for explaining that. My guest is Doug Breeze, mayor of Port Hueneme. So, Doug, when does the city council meet? What days are the meeting days for city council?
First and third Mondays of the month.
First
it's
and third
6:30.
Mondays. All right. And if people are interested, they want to see democracy in action, where can they go to actually participate or at least view a city council meeting?
250 South Ventura Road in Port Hueneme.
250.
About three blocks from the beach. So you can come down, spend the day at the beach, and then come up and and watch the city council meeting.
And see the city council in action. Typically, how long does a city council meeting last?
Oh, usually about 45 minutes. Depends on what's on the agenda. Sometimes quite a bit less. I don't know if the viewers remember Mayor Tony Young, who passed away a few years ago. But I do believe she held the record for the shortest council meeting of 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
2 minutes and 15 seconds. Wow. Well, that has to be an all-time government record.
There was one item on the agenda, and no one was in the audience, and so they took care of business and went back to their families.
That is great. My guest has been Doug Breeze, mayor of Port Hueneme, right here in Ventura County. Mayor, if people are intrigued, they want to learn maybe more about you or get in touch with you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Please go to the city's website, and I don't have it right here, but you could Google Port Hueneme. There's only one Port Hueneme in the world, and Google will pop up the website for you, and you'll find the information on all the council members there. The city is going through an upgrade of its website right now, which I'm glad to see. It's going to be much more interactive and more friendly, but it's going to be up all the time. In other words, it's not going to be down. So if you want to get hold of us, just click on our website and you'll find us there.
All right. It has been great. Doug, thank you so much for being my guest here on the show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thank you.